Title: A Roadmap to Resilience, Debriefing California's Reopening Plan. Content: On March 19, 2020, California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a stay-at-home order mandating that all California residents stay home, except as needed to support California's essential critical infrastructure sectors. This order has no set end date. However, as many states across the country begin to slowly reopen their economies, California Governor Gavin Newsom has now published a resilience roadmap that serves as the overarching plan for California's incremental reopening. The resilience roadmap is comprised of four stages, with each stage gradually permitting the reopening of various businesses depending on the exposure risk that they pose. Stage 2 of the roadmap. Currently, California is in the early phase of Stage 2. Stage 2 permits lower-risk businesses to open subject to certain restrictions and modifications, as addressed below. Low-risk businesses currently permitted to reopen in this early phase include curbside retail, related manufacturing and logistics, office-based businesses, select personal services, car washes, pet grooming, and landscape gardening, childcare, outdoor museums, and open gallery spaces. Other sectors that are not currently allowed to reopen, but may be able to reopen in a later, advanced phase of Stage 2 include retail stores, shopping centers, dine-in restaurants, and schools with modifications. County variants in Stage 2. Some counties may be permitted to increase the pace at which they move through Stage 2 and may be able to more rapidly reopen other sectors identified above in the advanced phase, such as dine-in restaurants. Specifically, if a county can attest that it has met certain readiness criteria and metrics, then that county may be permitted to reopen more quickly and in variance from the rest of the state, though they are not permitted to move on to Stage 3. On May 18, 2020, Governor Newsom relaxed these criteria significantly. For example, previously, a county had to record zero deaths and no more than one case per 10,000 residents in the last 14 days. Now, there is no threshold for deaths, and counties must have less than 25 cases per 100,000 residents in the last 14 days, or no higher than an 8% positive rate among people tested for COVID-19 in the last 7 days. As of May 18, 2020, 23 counties have filed attestations stating that their county meets the readiness criteria and thus are able to move more quickly through Stage 2 per their county-specific plan. This list is constantly growing, and will likely exponentially grow following the governor's relaxed criteria. Moreover, Governor Newsom's plan permits counties to maintain their stricter shelter-in-place rules as seen, for example, in Los Angeles. Given this county-by-county variance, employers should continue to monitor their county's specific plans and guidelines for reopening. Requirements to be met before a business can reopen: for those businesses that are able to reopen under either California's roadmap or their own county-specific plan, all facilities must meet the following requirements: perform a detailed risk assessment and implement a site-specific protection plan, train employees on how to limit the spread of COVID-19, including how to screen themselves for symptoms and stay home if they have them, implement individual control measures and screenings, implement disinfecting protocols, and implement physical distancing guidelines. In addition to the general criteria listed above, Governor Newsom has issued industry-specific guidance, which makes recommendations based on the unique challenges presented by each industry. In addition to following industry-specific guidance, employers must post an industry-specific checklist in its workplace to show employees and customers that it has reduced the risk. Agriculture and livestock guidance and checklist, auto dealerships guidance and checklist, childcare guidance, no required checklist, communications infrastructure guidance and checklist, construction guidance and checklist, delivery services guidance and checklist, energy and utilities guidance and checklist, food packing guidance and checklist, hotels and lodging guidance and checklist, life sciences guidance and checklist, limited services guidance and checklist, logistics and warehouse facilities guidance and checklist, manufacturing guidance and checklist, mining and logging